Folks, if you have not been to Heritage Village, you have missed one of the jewels of Pinellas County. Hello, I am your host, Nanette Weiser, and with me is Monica Drake. She is the CEO of Heritage Village, celebrating its 50th anniversary during America's 250th celebration. Monica, welcome back to studio.
Thank you for having me, Nanette.
Tell us all about commemorating the 50th anniversary and its significant milestone for you.
It really is. So if you're not aware, turning 50 along with the USA 250 is quite a milestone, just simply because if you remember the 1976 bicentennial, this was a huge movement. So that's when the United States turned 200, and a lot of places like Heritage Village all throughout the nation were popping up. They were a celebration of local, more local culture and history, and kind of like grassroots history and ground up history. So there's really this kind of jumping off point in 1976 with the bicentennial that's like kind of spurs all these smaller, more local initiatives to really understand history and heritage. And so that is really what we're celebrating during Heritage Village's 50th anniversary in combination with the USA 250 is, the celebration of Pinellas County history, our local history and heritage, and what it really means to live, work, and play in Pinellas County.
So Heritage Village Museum and Park, let's talk a little bit about this. And the location is 11909 125th Street North, Largo. It's next to the Florida Botanical Gardens. And tell us a little bit about that Heritage Village, what you'll find there. And then we're going to talk a little bit about the events and then this big news about the Oral History Project.
Yeah, so that's right. So we are located in the heart of Pinellas County, mid-county. So we're close to North and South Pinellas, East, West Pinellas. We're super easy to get to from Almerton and Walsingham. And we're this great open-air park with about 25 different historic buildings and structures on site that were miraculously, quite frankly, moved from different places, in Pinellas County to be saved from being razed or demolished, and then kind of curated into this space at Heritage Village so that people could come and really learn the history of Pinellas County, our history between like the 1850s and the 1930s, and then also learn a little bit more about vernacular architecture. So what does it take to create a house in a subtropical climate like Florida and specifically the West Coast right on the Gulf? So you learn a little bit about, the materials that were used at that time, the styles that were used at that time, how ventilation really worked to keep people
cool. Or lack thereof.
Or lack thereof, because there wasn't air conditioning until after the 1950s. So you can come on site and learn quite a bit. It's pretty diverse. We talk a lot about the pioneering families of Pinellas County. We have a great amount of material culture, so 20,000 pieces in our collection, tens of thousands of things in our archival collection, maps, photographs, postcards, yearbooks, you name it. If it's about Pinellas County, we have it, and if we don't have it, we want it.
Well, I love volunteering there, and I love being there, and I was there for the beautiful. It was a bee celebration. I just like to walk around. I love to go to the church. I know that you still do some weddings at the church. Is that right? Or events, right?
We still do events, and interestingly enough, if you slip into the church and you have an officiant and we don't notice you and you get married in there, that's fine by us.
Well, it's going to be such a great year. There's so many things that happen there. And let's just tell them a little bit about the 2026 major event, and then we'll talk about the signature program to celebrate 50 years at Heritage Village and 250 America.
Yeah. So we have a million and one things going on right now, trying to prepare for a year-long celebration of our 50th anniversary along with the 250. And so a lot of the things that we're doing as far as events really are looking at our mission and vision and some of our major goals. So preservation, first and foremost, is one of our goals. Preservation of our heritage, preservation of historic structures, preservation of objects and archives, and then, of course, this kind of connection with the community and what does it mean to preserve a community legacy. So we have an event called Preserve with Love that's coming up, which is honoring community and legacy at Heritage Village. And, of course, we have a whole list of things that are happening on our website. And so I'm not going to bore your visitors by reading every single one of them, but I do suggest going to our website, which is heritagevillagefl.org, and clicking on that 50th anniversary link. It will take you to everything we have going on, from events to exhibit openings. One I'm going to just really quick make a promotional point about is our Many Voices, One Nation exhibit, which is in collaboration with the Florida Humanities, Eckerd College students, and the Smithsonian. So that is going to be something really exciting to see. And then we have also our Speaking of History presenters coming. They are primarily speaking about the history of Florida during the Revolutionary period, which is hard because we were a British colony at that time. So we don't have a great amount of stake in the Revolutionary War as Floridians at that time. Now, you did bring up our signature program, which I am incredibly excited to talk about, and that's called the Power of Place Oral History Capture Program. This initiative invites Pinellas County residents to record stories about the places that matter most to them, neighborhoods, parks, shorelines, workplaces, schools, faith communities, and more. We want to work with organizations and help facilitate going into their community and finding the right people, those people who really know a lot about the history of their area, to capture them for reasons of perpetuity so that their children and their children's grandchildren and grandchildren can go back in another 50 years and listen, what was it like to be living and existing in Pinellas County, you know, 50 years ago and in a contemporary way today as well.
You know, it's sort of like StoryCorps, which used to go around the country, and it's sort of what we do at Radio St. Pete. So I know that Radio St. Pete is looking forward to collaborating and bringing some of these stories. But I think what is so important is that we're in a changing community. We, of course, had Maria Farias from the St. Petersburg Museum of History. I had the pleasure of going up to Clearwater to the History Museum. History's changing right in front of our eyes, right, Monica?
It absolutely is. It's becoming more accessible by design. And that's because we don't want people to lose touch with it. And just with the trends of technology and the way that information flows today, history museums, art museums, libraries, those kinds of humanities organizations need to keep up with that.
So, folks, we're going to have the link for the application process. Monica, am I right in saying it opens December 1st?
That's correct.
And we encourage you have to be a nonprofit, is that right? Or a school or faith-based?
Correct. So the program guidelines are you're a nonprofit organization, you are a community organization, you could be a religious organization, a municipality, a governmental organization like a county group, or a legacy business, which I'm really interested in. And a legacy business is a business that's been around for 50 years
like
or
Columbia,
more.
Like Columbia Restaurant.
Correct.
Or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, the history of the Cuban sandwich. You know, I don't think you realize, folks, that small is beautiful. And Monica does this with a lot of volunteers, mm-hmm. students. Talk to us a little bit about just the day-to-day at Heritage Village.
Yeah, that is a great point. So just being on site and trying to manage 21 acres and, you know, the 25 different buildings and all the programming that we do have daily is a tall order. We have a small but mighty staff of five, really wonderful people. But we do. We rely heavily on our volunteer help. So there's a plug right there. If you're looking to volunteer, please come to Heritage Village. We need everybody that it takes. And we have so many different volunteer opportunities. You could do collections care. You could work on the houses and doing maintenance and preservation. You could help with our educators on site, do educational programming and summer camps. Really, the sky's the limit there. We have so many different things, but we do need people because it takes a small army to get all this stuff done.
My favorite time of year is coming. Let's talk a little bit about the Holiday Lights, an event that we started when I was at Pinellas County, mm-hmm. which is the Illuminated Garden has become something wonderful. But Heritage Village has some holiday things going on. You have your third Saturday?
Yes.
Third Saturday,
it's the
right?
Saturday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So we have our December 20th, we have Santa Saturday, and we have the real Santa is coming to Heritage Village, y'all. So it's the authentic Santa. He's amazing. You can come queue up in a beautiful park with your family and tell Santa what you want and get some wonderful, precious photographs with Santa.
I want world peace. Thank you very much, Santa.
Yes,
so I want to do a shout out for something that's really near and dear to me, which is the Pinmar Antique Car Show. Talk yes. to people. This is going to be April 4th next year. You know, there's a garage at Heritage Village that is so real, so incredible. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so our Pinmar, our Pinellas Model A Restorers Group, has been instrumental to helping with how, you know, Heritage Village is run and managed and works since its inception. So 50 years, they've been around, and they have really taken ownership of the H.C. Smith store, which is actually a 1915 structure that existed originally in the general location of All Children's Hospital. So that's at a time where you had your little local sundry shop and you could go in there, you could buy some canned goods, maybe mail something, get a haircut, and then be on your way. They have outfitted that building to look like it did in the 1915, so you can walk in. The barber shop is there. The barber chair is there. The grocery store is set up to look like it. And you can even buy these like little bottles of classic Coca-Cola when you're on site, or Sprite if you want.
Yeah, the little tiny ones. They're so cute.
They're adorable. And so, you know, all that funding goes back into Heritage Village. So these are our nonprofit friends groups that raise funds for everything that happens at Heritage Village. So they're so important to us. And another initiative that Pinmar has is their antique and classic car show. And so that will happen April 4th. It's the Saturday, every year, the Saturday before Easter.
It's huge.
Last year we had about 180 classic cars on site. And it is just a beautiful day of reminiscing and looking at these beautiful old cars that have such artistry in them. You know, I'm not a gearhead, but every time I go to that event, I'm really in awe of, you know, how well these people take care of these cars, just the engineering and design behind them. And it's really just an amazing event. We have food trucks on site, and we have like kids activities on site.
So showcasing the, is it the sugar making?
Yep. So we have our sugar still, which we have someone come on site and show how to grind the sugar cane and then how they would boil it. So this is, we try to get, you know, a lot of old world artistry that would have happened truly in Pinellas County at the turn of the century to happen while we're having these other events. So everything we do, we try very hard to tie back to our mission.
It's one of my favorite things to do. And Heritage Village just is, you know, luckily you weren't as damaged as I thought you would be from the hurricanes. And it's a great place to go and a great place. You have your stores reopened.
Absolutely. Yes, it is.
Right.
Our wonderful gift shop, which the holidays are coming up.
Great
so
holiday stuff.
You got to find some very unique handmade items in our gift shop.
And ditto for the botanical gardens, too. So if you really, and again, folks, this money goes back to these nonprofits. It's really incredible. Pinellas County Parks and Preserve, I want to do a shout out to them. I don't know if you all know, but Whedon Island and Brooker Creek, Heritage Village, Botanical Gardens, all part of this amazing campus right in Largo. So, folks, if you've just been joining us, I've been talking with Monica Drake from Heritage Village, Pinellas County Museum and Park. Monica, again, give us the website and where you're located, and you know, I hope you'll all participate in the 50th anniversary.
I hope that as well. We have such great things coming up. We are located at 11909 125th Street in Largo. You can find everything that we are going to be doing today, tomorrow, and for the next year on our website at heritagevillagefl.org.
Stop over and see Monica and her team of four. Thank you so much, Monica Drake. You are always welcome. We can't wait to hear more.
Thank you so much, Nanette.